أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. In respect to Nabuwa, or with respect to Nabuwa, we've been looking at the profile of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And yesterday we got to, or rather the day before, we got to the section where Prophet Musa alayhi salam is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Fir'aun. Allah says, اذهب إلى فرعون وإنه تغى. Go to Fir'aun, surely he has exceeded all limits. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam with his brother Prophet Harun alayhi salam goes to Fir'aun, who immediately recognizes him and saying, are you not the same person who was brought up in my household and who killed a man and escaped from Egypt? And Musa alayhi salam tells him that it was him, but he argued that he had only been raised away from his own family because his mother had been forced to abandon him in fear of his life. He also said that he had not intentionally killed anyone. Well, Fir'aun asks him, he says, قَالَ فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Who is your Rabbo Musa? And Musa says, قَالَ رَبُّنَّ الَّذِي أَعْطَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Our Rabb is he who gave to everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. Well, then Fir'aun asks him, قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. What about the state of the former generations? قَالَ Musa said, إِلْمُحَ عِنْدَ رَبِّي. The knowledge thereof is with my Rabb, فِي قِتَاب, in a book. لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Rabb does not err, does not make mistakes, nor does he forget. This is in Surah Al-Taha, it is Ayah 49 onwards. And Prophet Musa al-Islam explains to him about the earth and the herbage and the cattle and what he was created in. And he says, look, I'm showing you all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is for those who understand. ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. It is for those endowed with understanding. Well, Fir'aun rejected these signs. And in fact, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam showed him his miracles, the turning of the staff into a serpent and the bright white light on his hands, he is quite arrogant. He says, قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Have you come to us that you should turn us out of our land by your magic, O Musa? Fir'aun, consulting his advisors, who told him that these were only magicians, invited the best of the 72 magicians he has. And they came to the bank of the Nile on a day, on a festival day, to watch these magic works. Quran says that Prophet Musa tells him that مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَعَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. Your appointment is the day of the festival, and let the people be gathered together in the early forenoon. Well, so the plan was set, they all got together. And they ask, they say, Musa, Ya Musa, إِمَّا أَنْ تُلْكِيَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْكَ. O Musa, will you cast, or shall we be the first who cast down? Well, Musa said, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْكُ. You cast your ropes down. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْحَى. So when they cast down their cords, it was imaged to him. That means there was an appearance on account of the magic, as if they were running. The cords that the magicians threw down looked as though they were snakes, because the ropes were shaped as snakes. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when this happened, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةَ مُوسَى. Musa conceived in his mind a fear. قُلْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we said, that means we inspired him, لَا تَخَفْ. Do not be scared. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. You will be the uppermost. You are the uppermost. So Musa alayhi salam cast down his staff. It becomes a serpent which devours the magician's snakes. Immediately, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. The magicians went down into sijda. قَالُوا. They said, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We believe in the Rabb of the world. Allah mentions this in Surah Taha and Surah Al-Shu'ara. Immediately, Fir'aun threatens them. He says, قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. You believe in him before I give you permission. لَأُقَطِّئَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He says, I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will crucify you. And they say it doesn't matter what you do. You can only decide about this world's life. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We believe in our Rabb, that He may forgive us our sins and the magic with which you compelled us. And Allah is better and more abiding. إِنَّا عَمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَقْرَحْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. This change, this immediate change in the magicians, was when they saw the divine glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asya, the wife of Fir'aun too, she believes in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. And Fir'aun challenges her. She defies him. He tries to bribe her. He imprisons her. And finally he kills her. But her dua is so beautiful, remains as a wonderful dua for all of us. And in Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah mentions her dua where she says, رَبِّبْنِ لِي إِنْدَقَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. My Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. These are lessons for us. How you can change. Remember when the magicians were gathered together, they actually tell Fir'aun, what is our prize, or what is the reward we get for doing this, for beating Musa, in other words, showing Musa our magic. And Fir'aun says, I will honor you. I'll give you all these titles, he meant, in my country. And this is what they were vying for. But as soon as they see Ayatullah, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing budges them then. They know that there is a life beyond. They know that their potential to be reached is far more than the mere magic that they were accustomed to, or that Fir'aun could not be the Rabb, the sustainer, the cherisher they imagined him to be. Fir'aun is now furious. He increases the oppression of the Bani Israel. And Prophet Musa had the mission to take the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan, and Fir'aun opposed this. Prophet Musa alayhi salam shows him the signs of Allah one at a time. He strikes the river Nile with his rod and the water turns into blood. Fir'aun agrees to the exodus of Bani Israel, provided the water of the Nile turns to its normal state. It is accepted, but Fir'aun breaks his promise. And this goes on. People were affected with lice. That too, disaster was removed, but again the exodus was denied. All cattle, sheep and camel belonging to them died all of a sudden. A plague of locusts afflicted them. Smallpox afflicted them. But every time Fir'aun would agree, and when the disaster was overcome, he would refuse the exodus. Finally, with the dua of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and when they found that there was darkness everywhere, darkness overwhelmed everywhere. People could not see anyone for each other for 3 days. Fir'aun was forced to allow the exodus. Prophet Musa alayhi salam got the children of Israel by night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Dukhan. This is Surah number 44, Ayah 23. فَأَسْرِي بِإِبَادِ لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. So go forth with my abd by night. Surely you will be pursued. Well, Fir'aun changes his mind as usual, and he decides to chase and punish them. With thousands of soldiers, he reaches the shore of the sea, where the Bani Israel had set up their tents. Now, seeing the army of Fir'aun coming, the children of Israel, Bani Israel, became anxious. And Prophet Musa said, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَحْدِينَ. He said, don't get anxious, by no means, my Rabb is with me. He will show me a way out. This is Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 62. In Ayah 63, Allah says, فَأَوْهَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. We revealed to Musa, أَنْ أَضْرِبْ بِأَسَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Strike the sea with yourself. فَانْفَلَكَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ قَطُّ الْعَظِيمِ. So he says, strike the sea with your staff, and it clove asunder. That means it split apart, and each part was like a huge mound. There were 12 roads that were made of dry land for each of the tribes of Bani Israel to pass through. Astonished by the event, the Bani Israel walked, while Fir'aun and his army followed. But when the last of the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam came out of the sea, and the last of the soldiers of Fir'aun entered the sea, the signs of torment appeared to Fir'aun. The water started closing over them. And Allah mentions this in Surah Yunus. He says, "Hatta idha adrakahu al-gharqu kala amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amantu bi banu Israel wa ana min al-muslimin." Until when drowning overtook him, he said, "I believe that there is no God but He in whom the Bani Israel believe, and I am one of those who submit." It is said that the angel Jibreel threw a handful of dust at his mouth, saying, and this is mentioned again in Surah Yunus, "Al-an, now, waqad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin," and you disobeyed before and you were of the mischief makers. Well, Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his people were all saved. The army of Fir'aun was drowned. Their body was thrown onto the land. And this was as a lesson to humankind. In fact, today the same body of Fir'aun is found in the Museum of Cairo as a lasting lesson. So the Bani Israel are now saved. We will tomorrow, look at the journey of the Bani Israel from there onwards after they crossed the sea and were saved from Fir'aun. For today I'd like to end with some advice that Prophet Musa alayhi salam was given by Prophet Khidr. Remember, if you read Surah Al-Kahf, that's Surah number 18, you find the encounter between the two. And when Prophet Musa alayhi salam departs from Prophet Khidr, inshallah we will look at this when we do Surah Al-Kahf, but he asks him for some pieces of advice. And I'd like to look at those today because they're refreshing and can learn a lot from them. I'll take some of them. Prophet Khidr alayhi salam tells him, "Ya Musa, O Musa, أن تمشي في غير حاجة أو أن تتحقق من غير تعجب." He says, "Look, do not go after anything unless you need to. Do not laugh without reason. واذكر خطيئتك. Remember your errors. وإياك وخطايا الناس. And beware of people's errors. Take lessons from them." Musa alayhi salam says to Khizr, "I would like you to give me advice whereby Allah will benefit me." And he says, "La talib al-ilmi inna al-qaila aqallu malalata min al-mustami' fala tamulla julasa'ika idha haddathtahum." A speaker is less bored than a listener. Hence, when you're speaking, take care not to be boring. Know that your heart is a container. Take note of how you fill it. Detach from the world and leave it behind. It's not your abode nor a permanent resting place, but a place for promoting the servants to sublime positions, attaining a provision for the day of judgment. Deny yourself to be rescued from sin. O Musa, prepare yourself for knowledge if you wish, for knowledge belongs to the one who has prepared himself for it. Don't speak too much, neither be an idle talker. Speaking too much does not befit scholars, it makes them appear ugly and silly. Observe moderation, it is success and rightfulness. Keep away from the ignorant, be patient towards them, for that is what the wise men do, and it's an ornament for them. O son of Imran, you do not know that you have been given but a little knowledge. To quarrel with someone and to commit cruelty is a source of hardship and trouble. O son of Imran, Yabna Imran, لا تفتحن بابا لا تدري ما غلقه ولا تغلقن بابا لا تدري ما فتحه. Never open a door you cannot close. Never close a door you cannot open. And finally, Ya Musa ibn Imran, O Musa son of Imran, اجعل زخدة والتقوى لباسك والإلم والذكر كلامك. Make God consciousness your garment, and knowledge and Allah's remembrance your discourse. Do good deeds as much as possible, for you are exposed to evil things. Let your heart beat with the fear of Allah, for it will please your Rabb. Perform good deeds so that you will not do evil acts. That is my advice, if you wish to act on it." When Khidr left, Musa was sad, and it said he wept. Inshallah, we will continue with our topics tomorrow, especially Prophet Musa alayhi salam. These are amazing nights and days. Ayyam al-Bidh of Rajab. Please do not forget me in your du'as. You will forever be in mine. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. The postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923 823 606, and the email address is ib@tablegh.org.uk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.